Good morning from Fast Company. Here's our daily look into what's driving today's creative business leaders.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning from Fast Company. Here's our daily look into what's driving today's creative business leaders.
At first, it looked like Marie Kondo had deeply undermined one of the most successful personal brand stories of the past decade. According to a Washington Post article, the author, Netflix star, business owner, and all-around maven of life-affirming tidiness conceded, in an online discussion with members of the media to promote her latest book, that since giving birth to her third child, she had kind of given up on keeping her own home tidy. To many, this sounded almost catastrophically off-brand. It was like Patagonia announcing it had kind of given up on the environment, or Nike declaring that competition isn't everything, and sometimes it's better to just not do it. The comment attracted a flurry of media attention and online debate. This, after all, is the queen of decluttering, the same person whose breakthrough mega-seller, The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up, described a joy-filled lifestyle and promised it's easy once you know how to put your home in order. But while there was certainly some maybe-it's-not-so-easy-after-all social media snarking, that was promptly overwhelmed by messages of support from Kondo fans and loyalists. In fact, the Kondo faithful made the critics look like petty boors. Swiftly, the narrative turned from Kondo seeming like a hypocrite to Kondo seeming more relatable, an even more appealing version of the same embodiment of simple and life-affirming values as ever. Instead of making fun of Marie Kondo for having a less-than-tidy home now with three kids, you could see her vulnerability as another affirmation that life be lifing sometimes and we don't stay the same in thoughts or rhythm. She has admitted a flaw, says Lucian James, a strategist who works with high-profile individuals in entertainment and business. Flaws are humanizing. I teach this to any client delivering a performance. If you appear to be perfect, then people are only interested in the ways in which you can't be perfect, so they look for mistakes. But if you admit your flaw, you create a bond. Like the way Adele goes on stage saying things like, "Oh my God, I just burped. I had a dirty burger before I came on, that's why," before singing flawlessly. It's a variation, James suggests, of the blemish effect, revealing flaws to an audience or customer early, so everything else in your performance or product will become more credible. Actor Bill Hader, for instance, had described intentionally screwing up opening lines to live performances. "It breaks the bubble of perfection," James says. "Then everyone can relax, you and the audience." To be clear, this is different from acknowledging a pack of critics pointing out your flaws or apologizing for obviously lamentable behavior. Admitting flaws works best when you take the lead. And that's what Kondo did, in effect, by acknowledging that sometimes tidiness just isn't that important. Her remark may not have been calculated, but it's having a similar effect, and it seems to fit her brand trajectory. Her latest book, after all, is not Screw It, The Life-Changing Relief of Accepting a Messy Home. It's called Marie Kondo's Kodashi at Home, How to Organize Your Space and Achieve Your Ideal Life. Kodashi referring to a Japanese concept of spending time in the most ideal way. This is bigger than tidiness. It's about creating and discovering joyful routines and everyday behaviors. And in Kondo's case, that evidently has more to do with appreciating her children than obsessing about a tidy home. My home is messy, she admitted in that media call, but the way I am spending my time is the right way for me at this time, at this stage of my life. Thus, in Kondo's case, admitting a flaw turned out to be an opportunity to expand her appeal. Like many aspirational brands, her tidy worldview clearly had an appeal to many, but often turned out to be frustratingly difficult to attain. Her first book struck an us-and-them chord when pointing out that many don't care about tidiness. Such people would never pick up this book, she wrote. You, on the other hand, have been led by fate to read it, and that means you probably have a strong desire to change your current situation, to reset your life, to improve your lifestyle, to gain happiness, to shine. Presumably, we all aspire to gain happiness and shine, and the Kondo brand, which now famously includes an extensive line of home organization items and other products, not to mention an army of certified tidying consultants for hire, is presumably open to that larger audience. So, like any aspirational brand that wants to grow, it becomes incrementally more accessible, not just for the few led by fate, but for most everyone else, too. And in a time when everyone seems to be trying to pass off their lives as Instagram perfect, what better way to project accessibility than by admitting, or announcing, imperfection? Flaws are becoming so rare in our manicured world that they are becoming a kind of superpower, James points out. And for Marie Kondo, a whole new and unexpected brand positioning. Kondo's seemingly perfect public image was central to her rise, but also arguably became limiting because of how it felt out of reach. By accident or design, her blunt confession of a flaw in her previously immaculate persona makes her more relatable. She is just like us. So, it must follow, we can be just like her.
That's all today from Fast Company. Talk to you tomorrow.
Spoken Layer.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.